You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tonight at 7 on Sports Time Ohio, it's Inside the Cleveland Browns with myself and Sarah Carnes. Have an exclusive interview with Browns head coach Mike Patton following his first season in the NFL, so you definitely want to check that out. That's 7 o'clock tonight on Sports Time Ohio. Happy to go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline right now and bring in a Browns legend, Ernest Biner, who is with us now. Man. Ernest, how you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing very, very well. For those of you who don't know, Biner played for the Browns from 84 to 88 and then came back in 1994, two-time Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl champion as well. And Ernest, we are talking running backs today for the Browns. You know about being part of a very good tandem. Well, the Browns rookies, the first tandem of rookie backs over 600 yards since the 1960s. What were your impressions of Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell?
Well, I like the things that they could do on their own, you know, because a lot of times when plays were actually breaking down, they were able to actually make a play, even though the play might not have been blocked correctly or somebody missed the block. They were able to create on their own some. So I enjoy watching that aspect of the game, but also I would have loved to see them continue to develop, to see someone become a leader in that group, because they kept going back from one to the other, changing up who was starting. But anyway, right. I would have liked to see somebody kind of take a little bit of control in that group.
Which one of those two fits your eye? Because you've coached some of the greats in this game: Clinton Portis in Washington, Chris Johnson in Tennessee, Maurice Jones-Drew, Jacksonville, and then Doug Martin, who had an unbelievable rookie year under your tutelage in Tampa Bay. Which one of those two to you looks like the guy who really could be, if either one of them could be, that true dominant workhorse featured back that can be that 1,000-yard rusher year in and year out?
Well, the guy that really showed the athletic ability is West. Crowell actually was more mature, more game ready, more disciplined with his run. West was a little bit of a wild card at times. He just really didn't know what he was going to do. But I think if Wilbur can get inside of that guy's mind, find out more about what makes him tick, and get him to actually be more disciplined and more detail-oriented with his assignments, I think he has the potential to actually be the guy that can actually help their linemen be a little bit better as well.
Ernest, how do these two young running backs who've had success very early in their career continue to take steps in the right direction this offseason towards propelling them towards taking on the workload for this upcoming season?
I think one of the things that they're going to have to do is actually start to study other running backs from around the league, actually go back in history and look at some guys that were very similar to them. Look at Emmitt Smith, look at Curtis Martin, look at some of those guys, study some of those guys and watch what they do and actually start the visualization process. One of the things that they can do in the offseason is actually build their minds up, make their minds more disciplined, make their minds more strong than what they are at this point.
When you are in a tandem like you were with Kevin Mack, very successful, and now you see this kind of with West and Crowell, how hard is it when you want to be the guy, and how does that relation? You guys had a very special relationship.
Absolutely. The thing that Kevin and I did with these two guys, they can't do at this point, is we both play running back and fullback, so we were actually able to be on the field at the same time. And that gave us some additional support when we needed it almost instantly. What these guys are going to have to do, though, for me personally, I'm wanted to be the man. I'm always looked at myself as the person that was the catalyst to us either winning or losing. Because you know, I put that kind of pressure on my game. And if I could talk to those guys, the thing I would tell them is to take it upon themselves to make themselves better. Each day that they go into that building, whether it's off-season training, whether it's different weights, whether it's in the training room getting treatment, decide that they're going to be the guy and go about making themselves that way. Don't depend on anybody else. Do it yourself. And you listen to the coach. Wilbur will help them. Kent will help them. The offense coordinator will help. But put it on yourself to make yourself that type of player.
Ernest, moving beyond just the running back position, as you look at the Cleveland Browns, how do you feel about management and Ray Farmer in his direction, the hire of Coach Mike Pettine, and his performance as a rookie head coach? And do we have some great young talent that can get this team back to the era that you were a part of in winning Browns culture?
I don't think there's any doubt that they have the correct mentality. I think Farmer, a lot of people question them drafting Gilbert and Manziel and the issues that they're having with those guys. But I think that they have the mentality with Pettine as the head coach. I think he's a no-nonsense. He's basically a no-nonsense type of guy, a guy that is going to be willing to hold these young players, young people, not just players, young people accountable to what they say and what they need to be doing. I believe they do have the right type of management, the right type of people there that can make it happen. I'd love to be able to get my hands on a couple of these guys, put my arms around them, talk to them a little bit, so sit down, spend some time with them, to help them to understand some of the different ins and outs of what they're dealing with and how to actually make themselves a little bit better.
I think we all would like that. We know who you're talking about there on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline with Browns great Ernest Byner, rushed for over 13,000 yards, 72 touchdowns in his NFL career. You can follow him on Twitter at ebyner. He's his website, ErnestByner21.com. And we're going to add author to your title in addition to Super Bowl champion, as you have written the book, Everybody Fumbles. And, folks, if you go to ErnestByner21.com and get it there, you will get an autographed copy. And the site will also give you information on where Ernest will be for more book signings, also available at Amazon.com. What is this book, and what does it mean to you?
It will be rated on Amazon. I'm actually working with them. It's not there yet, but I'm going through that process to get it on that site as well. So, it's a beautiful project. I mean, I enjoy teaching. I love giving. I love opening people's minds. I love giving from the experiences that I've gone through, and not just my experiences, but some of the other aspects of the football life and also life in general. So it's a good product. It's a few other things on there that people can take a look at on ErnestByner21.com, some poetry, some of my DVD training manuals. Anyway, it's a few different items on there that I think people could tool around, look, and they can find something that will fit their need or their desire.
Ernest, I was just going to say, as you go into in-depth about your book and your website, I'm sure that's something that both football fans, Redskins fans, Browns fans will be very into. And I guess as a former player and with these young running backs here, is that something? Is there insight in that book that you could give Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West, I guess, a bit of homework this offseason to dig into that they can pull something from about being a pro, the ups and downs of being an NFL athlete, and life beyond football as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's actually a section in there that I'm adding because we're going to a second printing now. It's a section on breathing. It's a lot of stuff in there that could help these guys develop their mind, but also develop other aspects of their life and be able to actually be better people. And when they're better people, they'll be better players as well. So it's a real good product in that regard.
So head on over to ErnestByner21.com and, of course, get the book Everybody Fumbles. Certainly we will go check that out. Hopefully get some autographed copies as well from Browns legend Ernest Byner. Again, you can follow him on Twitter at ebyner. Division playoffs coming up this weekend. Ernest, how do you see those games going?
Well, Baltimore has a way of being a nemesis to New England.
Yes, they
New
do.
England. You know, I think they have the potential to put a lot of pressure on Brady. And quite simply, man, they might go up there and rattle them enough to wring a game out of their hands. So I see Green Bay. It's hard to beat Green Bay up there. It's going to be hard to beat Denver in Denver. I mean, and when Seattle and Carolina get together, It's hard to beat them up there, but I think Carolina has the defense to actually put some pressure on Seattle. So that'll be a game that'll be basically kind of a toss-up. But it will be very physical as well.
Yes, it will. Ernest, thank you so much for your time. Everybody go to ErnestBiner21.com and pick up the book, Everybody Fumbles. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, I appreciate you all too, man. It's good talking to you.
Great talking to you as well. Browns legend Ernest Biner there on the Ohio Business Machines hotline. Good stuff, good book, and a guy who's been able to overcome, you know, one of the most infamous plays in Browns history. He's talked about the fumble and now is able to kind of take those lessons, impart them on others, and went on to have a very successful career, Super Bowl champion, very successful NFL running backs coach as well, a guy who really knows the game.
It is. It's very special. And again, just to for me to be in this role here at Cleveland Browns Daily, part of the Cleveland Browns franchise now, and talk to a legend like Ernest Biner, because when I was a kid, although I said, you know, I wasn't the diehard Browns fan, but I was a huge fan of Biner, a huge fan of a man we get to see every single day, Kevin Mack and Eric Metcalf. That made for, like, the most dynamic running back era in Browns history in my eyes.
No question about it, and hopefully Crow and West can do that. Interesting, he liked Terrence West as the back to be the big star for the Cleveland Browns. All right, let's bring in producer Jason Gibbs. A couple more mailbag questions here on this Mailbag Wednesday.
Well, you know where this one's going. When the hashtag is locker to Cleveland, a young female, what do you think the chances are the Browns go after Jake Locker?
I mean, he's got the traits. He's got the mobility. He's got the arm. He's not as accurate as I would like. I don't know that the Browns are going to go that route, but you could see him fitting in the Kyle Shanahan system. Right now, I think the Browns, every option is on the table at quarterback, but I'm not convinced, nor have I seen things from Jake Locker that lead me to believe he is the answer for this team at the quarterback spot.
Locker, for me, was one of the names, the four names that I kind of rattled off the free agent list, Locker, Mallett, Sanchez, and Jimmy Clausen, just because they have starting experience. They're still young. You don't have to
throw. They just can't stay healthy.
You're right. You don't have to throw a lot of money at them as well. You will, because in hopes of them being a franchise quarterback here in Cleveland. But I think that also, too, is he's played on some bad football teams there in Tennessee. And lastly, the knock against him was he was probably, you know, a top five pick or the number one overall, came back to school, dropped significantly, and cost him some money.
Certainly did. All right, we got any more, Gibbs? That was it.
One more real quick, probably 30 seconds. Just a comment from earlier in the show from Kevin Beard. Remember when Jacksonville took Bortles? We had no idea because there were no leaks. We need continuity and trust in this organization.
I agree with that. Stop the leaks. Keep everything in-house. Handle it. And every organization's going to have their issues back and forth. Work on them. Deal with them. Get better. Go forward. Move on. Don't put those things out there in public. I think that certainly is very true. Kyle Shanahan's interview with the Buffalo Bills will be tomorrow. We're going to try to maybe get our good buddy Vic Carucci on from Buffalo to get his thoughts on that interview process. We'll look at the wide receiver group tomorrow as well. Kevin Jones will join us on the show to talk about that. So lots to get to there. Here and appreciate you being with us. Thanks to Ernest Biner. Thanks to senior staff writer Andrew Gribble. Again, his running back review is now at ClevelandBrowns.com. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zgura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
See ya. Stay tuned for the Golden Bowl.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.